You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. On this Wednesday, August 13th, we're turning to politics now. We're going to talk about Senator John McCain. McCain and his team are making one serious run at New Jersey, and it's 15 electoral votes, which might be a head-scratcher for those of you who know, Catherine, that the Garden State hasn't gone for a Republican presidential candidate there since 1988. You may be wondering, who am I speaking to? Catherine Lamper is in for John Hockenberry today. And Catherine, to boot, the polls are showing that Senator Barack Obama has consistently polled in double-digit leads ahead of McCain. And not only that, but Obama has also raised three times as much money there.
So what's the secret weapon?
Well, there may be one. His campaign chief, McCain's that is, hails from New Jersey, and perhaps he knows something the rest of us doesn't. WNYC's political reporter Bob Henley joins us now. He was with John and Cindy McCain last night. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Set the scene for us. What were the McCains up to in New Jersey yesterday?
Well, I think they wanted to do the typical ATM run through New Jersey, which is what both parties do, and kind of make it look like a campaign. So what do? You've got a candidate that needs to be in a lot of different places, so you send your wife to a New Jersey diner for a very short visit, and then you have the candidate himself kind of, let's put it this way, the Straight Talk Express, because I did cover John McCain back when he was allowed out in public like a person, when he did his last run for president. And this time now it's like the bell jar local. He actually took no questions from reporters. And so Cindy McCain really fronted the campaign publicly in Red Bank down there in Monmouth County. And then she would join her husband later in the day up in Teaneck at a very tightly controlled fundraising event, which was held by a pro-Israeli group. And it was all very hush-hush. Actually felt like some kind of secret lodge, actually.
And so what do you think they are up to in New Jersey? What's the strategy here for a state that's consistently been blue for some time when it comes to picking presidents?
I think a part of it has to do with the fact that Barack Obama is on vacation after trying to run for being president of Europe. So the McCain campaign looks like they have themselves a kind of open field, and they've had a very good rhetorical run. Remember, it was Senator McCain who talked about offshore drilling. That was kind of a non-starter. And all of a sudden, Senator Barack Obama opened the door a little bit to it. Then Speaker Pelosi did. And so McCain was actually getting traction even in New Jersey. He has not just Stephen Schmidt, who was a protege of Karl Rove and a veteran of the Bush-Cheney years.
And running McCain's campaign now.
Right, but also he has Mike Duhaime from Passaic County. He's the political
New
director.
New Jersey.
Exactly. Bill Stepien, the national field director, is also from Morris County. These guys are from like a 25-mile area within New Jersey. And the thing is, in the New York media market, they have to make it look like John McCain can at least do as well as President Bush's father did in 1988. And again, most importantly, make it look like he's Ronald Reagan incarnate. And they figure with what's happening right now in Russia, with the incursion into Georgia, this is John McCain's moment. Because remember, this is beautiful for them because McCain has been running to the right, more muscular approach, if you will, to George Bush, the present occupant of the White House, when it comes to this issue about Georgia. So, you know, he never said, as Bush, the current occupant of the White House, did, that he looked in Putin's eyes and saw something dreamy. No, John McCain knew that the Ruskies couldn't be trusted. And so that's resonating with the base. They figure they can put that together with the kind of maverick reputation that he has about occasionally being seen in public with Democrats like Feingold and Kennedy. And they can put together some kind of, well, crossover guy.
Well, and there are some real potential votes here, aren't there? I mean, we're talking about 2.2 million unaffiliated registered voters in New Jersey. Aren't they the voters that McCain and crew are going after?
Well, one of the things that happened, one of the silver linings, if you will, of that never-ending primary process between Barack Obama and Senator Hillary Clinton was Democrats came out of the woodwork. So you're right. Technically, political scientists define a swing state as if you take the Republicans and Democrats and add them together, if the number of independents is bigger than both combined, then you got yourself a swing state. Well, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton got so much energy going that 500,000 new Democrats signed up. So now there's 1.6 million freshly minted Democrats and 1-point-something and change Republicans, meaning that technically it's not a swing state. You're right, the independents are the ballast, if you will. But the bottom line is, it seems the state is really fatigued with the war in Iraq. That kept coming up yesterday when we would interview people. You know, half our National Guard is over in Iraq and Afghanistan. The largest deployment since the Second World War. And that, and of all volunteer army, really wears when you get into your second and third deployment.
So who does that weigh towards, Obama or McCain?
I think at this point, at least, it weighs towards Obama. The bottom line here is that it's all about perception. So the Schmidt-Duhaime Stepien axis has to try to make it so that the Obama people think they've got a problem in New Jersey. And Duhaime is very bright in the sense that he was responsible back in 2004 when he headed the Northeast region for the Bush reelection effort. He kept the Democrats pinned down in Appalachian range. He kept them worrying about Pennsylvania, worrying about the entire Northeast corridor. In fact, John Edwards, we remember him. They even sent this guy into
Hudson. How could
we
forget him, Bob?
The hair alone. Never trust a guy with that kind of hair. The thing about it is that he came into Hudson County on the eve of the election because there was anxiety about the Northeast. So that's all they've got to do is keep the Obama people off their game. And I would imagine, I'd love to be a fly in the room over in Hawaii. I don't think there's much vacation going on. I think they're trying to say to him, like in the third round of Rocky, get your head back in the game. Because actually, from what I can see, they kind of lost the rhetorical edge, especially when they had to cede so much ground on offshore drilling.
Bob Henley, many thanks. I hope
thanks.
You enjoyed your day.
It was great.
Bob Henley, WNYC political reporter, giving us an update on McCain's effort in New Jersey.